many of us don't actually know how our minds work. And this is especially true with anxiety. It can really feel like a black box. In fact, we might feel anxious and then start worrying as a way to do something to control that anxiety. And in fact, we can start to feed what's described as a habit loop around this. The triggers the anxiety, the behavior is the worry, and then that feeling of control is the reward that our brain gets that says, oh yeah, I'm going to do something about this. But paradoxically, our brains start to get wise to this and see, you know, worry doesn't actually feel that good unto itself. And so that reward that I'm getting is not very rewarding. And then worry starts to spin out of control, where the worry creates more anxiety, which creates more worry. And then we go into this black hole or this spiral of anxiety and worry. So what can we do? The good news is we've been studying how our minds work for a long time in my lab, and we've got some very interesting data that might suggest some actually pretty simple solutions. So we can actually hack into this process, this habit loop, where anxiety can trigger us to get curious about what these thoughts and emotions and sensations actually feel like in our bodies. And that leads to a completely different reward, because curiosity itself feels better than being anxious or worrying. So instead of getting caught in this endless worry loop, when we're anxious, we can actually turn our awareness and just ask this question, what am I feeling right now? Where am I feeling this? What are the thoughts that are going through my head? And that helps us not get caught up in those worry habit loops, so that we can simply bring that curious awareness in and tap into that rewarding quality of curiosity itself. If you don't believe me, get curious. You can try it for yourself. Mindfulness is a great way to help us start to understand how our own minds work and how to tap into the benefits of curiosity so that we can work with anxiety and worry itself. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to our physical sensations, to our thoughts, and to our emotions, and noticing that these are just thoughts, these are just emotions, these are just physical sensations, rather than some moral imperative that says, do something right now, as convincing as those thoughts might be. We've actually developed an app called Unwinding Anxiety to help people learn how their minds work and how to work with their minds so that they can start to unwind that tight knot of anxiety and tap into their own really powerful brains so they can not only unwind that anxiety, but actually live a better life. My name is Judd Brewer. I'm an addiction psychiatrist at Butler Hospital and an associate professor at Brown University. I'm the director of research and innovation at Brown University's Mindfulness Center.